Hey, it's Claire and James here. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, we just want to let you know that we're about to launch a first-of-its-kind tool that's going to help you identify where you might be holding yourself back from living your fullest potential at midlife.
We're naming it the Midlife Reset Audit. And what's incredibly exciting is that it'll offer you your personalized strategies that give you the most impactful wins, so you can quickly take back control of your body, mind, and life.
Now, we're just putting the finishing touches to it, making it the best it can possibly be. So if you'd like to be the first to take the audit, pop your name on the waiting list. Just go to themidlifementors.com/audit. In this episode, we share 5 simple ways to drop your waistline without exercise.
The caveat here is that, yes, of course, you should be exercising as well. And in fact, if you do, you'll get even better results.
Make these small changes, and in just 2 to 3 weeks, you will see and feel a massive difference.
Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift a lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Midlife Mentors with me, James.
And me, Claire. How are we all? Doing well, I hope.
I hope so.
I'm looking out the window, a bit sick of the grey weather here in London.
Oh,
I've got very British to talk about the weather straight away, isn't it?
Well, actually, we've got something very exciting to talk about, Claire. But before we get into that,
have we, James?
Today on this podcast, we're going to give you 5 simple ways to drop your waistline without exercise.
Now, the caveat.
We're going to qualify that. Obviously, we want you to exercise as well. We're just going to give you like 5 tips that will really make a difference.
Hang on a minute, Claire and James. Don't you always talk about exercise? Yes, we do. But we just thought, you know, we'd jump on 5 simple ways to drop your waistline without exercise. But please do exercise at the same time.
So we'll get into those. But it's a very exciting day, right? So we're recording this on Friday. It's coming out live tomorrow. Tomorrow will be Claire's freedom day. I'm so, so proud of her. She has spent the last 75 days, today the 75th day, doing a program called 75 Hard.
You're embarrassing me. I didn't know you were going to talk about this.
Claire has basically committed since, when did you start? January the 2nd.
2nd.
2 45-minute workouts every day, and one of those has to be outside. So she's been kind of lucky with the weather, I think, and there's not much rain.
No.
Drinking a gallon of water a day, reading 10 pages of a book a day. And then extra rules that Claire added in for herself was...
Oh, you've missed a couple.
Well, I missed out.
Following a certain meal plan, like a certain nutritional...
Say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you basically said you cut out caffeine, sugar...
Dairy. Wheat.
All of that cut out.
No cheat meals.
No cheat meals, nothing.
No alcohol.
No alcohol. For 75 days. We're going for 75 days. Today is the last day, so we are celebrating...
Tomorrow, I'm going headfirst into a chocolate cake.
No, but in all seriousness, we were talking about, like, Claire hasn't done it for weight loss. I want to be very clear on that. She doesn't need to lose any weight.
No, thank you.
She did it for the mental discipline of having this thing that you have to do every single day. Although we're joking tomorrow about, going out, she is looking forward to a taste of chocolate cake. But Claire's actually saying that. She's like, I'm not sure I'm going to go mad or crazy. Like, it's given her a new respect for her body, for food. Mm. I think she's just awesome for achieving it, so well done.
Thank you. I didn't know you were going to say that on this podcast. I've gone a little bit shy, which is not like me at all. I did it, like Jane said, for like...
Even when you had to go to hospital, you still like leaned on me and hobbled around the streets for 45 minutes to get your second bout of exercise.
Yeah, so in between
Don't advise that, by the way, listeners.
In between that, in my 75 days, I did... go to A&E. I did have a bacterial lung infection. It's the illest I've ever been. And I still managed to keep up with everything. And like James said, I wouldn't recommend that. If I was looking in as an observer, I'd think, what an absolute idiot. But it was I did it for the mental toughness, the mental discipline. I wanted to see how how much I could change my behaviours, my thinking, and who I could become throughout this journey. And it's been, this sounds really fluffy and woo-woo, but it's been quite like a sacred journey really to me. I shared it within an amazing Facebook group I'm part of, and I've made some amazing friends who've done it alongside me inside this group. But it's just surprised me about who I've become throughout this process. And yeah, I can't quite believe I've managed it, really.
Mm. So that's our big update. Exciting stuff.
It wasn't really an update. I didn't know you were going to share it, yeah. But yes.
Other exciting stuff about it. We've been reached the finals of two more awards. I think the London Startup Awards, we're finalists in the Rebel Startup and the Health and Wellbeing category. So that's amazing. I mean, it's always nice to get to the finals, these things, to be nominated for awards, to win awards. So that's brilliant.
And drum roll, we have launched 2023's first retreat.
Oh my goodness,
in Ibiza.
It took us a long time to pull this together. They're quite complex, but
so if you don't know, we actually, you probably know us just as the Midlife Mentors, as it says on the tin on this podcast. But if you don't know, we've actually been in this field for 10 years, over 10 years now. Our other business is 38 Degrees North, and that is a wellness retreats brand. And it is still phenomenally successful. It was phenomenally successful up until COVID, when we had to stop doing them all the time. Now we're in a beautiful position where the Midlife Mentors is just like our main business, but we get to run our 38 Degrees North retreats every so often, and we've partnered with Six Senses.
Yeah, so we're not doing many retreats anymore, because our main business now is obviously the Midlife Mentors and the online work we do with clients, one to one work, small group work, and the corporate work. So probably going to do like two or three at the max retreats a year. So this one is May 26th to 29th, and as Claire said, we partnered with the stunning Six Senses Ibiza. It was only opened last year.
That's amazing.
Really is gorgeous. It's a long weekend. All the food's included. Get this, you're going to stay in a private residence with us. So we're all in these like amazing private villas together within Six Senses. You, of course, get your own bedroom, your own bathroom, so you've got privacy. But you're in that space living with us, truly immersed. It's going to be just
yeah,
incredible.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to say, like, this is, look, it has got a midlife focus, right? So it's called the Midlife Reset Retreat. And it's for anyone out there that wants to unplug from their everyday stressful lives. If you're finding that you're overwhelmed, you are finding it very, very difficult to get your health back on track, and you're finding, yeah, like stress, burnout, all those sorts of things are just kind of increasing in your life, then I think it's definitely something you should look at, because it's in stunning surroundings. There's plenty of time for chill time. Yes, we're going to be teaching you all of our approach, all of our skills, the best way to eat at midlife, to train at midlife, to think at midlife, everything in our toolkit, and you're going to get to spend that amazing time with us, one, you know, like in that environment, in that villa. But you will get lots of downtime to chill out by the pool, sip a little cocktail as the sun goes down over the Mediterranean, all that sort of stuff. So it's an unbelievable environment. You are with unbelievable people, including us. Obviously, we're your hosts. We are the experts in this field of midlife health and happiness. And yeah, the rooms are, because we're in a residency, the rooms are limited, right? So the rooms are going quick. So if you're interested, there'll be a link in the show notes of this podcast. Go to that, check it out, and we can't wait to see you on the beach.
We cannot. We've also, we're going to give you details of this at the end, but we're at the moment, we've very rarely opened up our calendar for midlife MOT calls.
Mm.
So it's your opportunity to book a 15 to 20 minute slot with us.
One-to-one.
Tell us what's going on with you, and we're going to give you at least three firm action plans to move forward. We're doing this completely free, so we'll give you details of that at the end.
Yes.
So let's dive into these five simple ways you can drop body fat without exercising. But again, as we said at the beginning, we would, of course, want you to exercise. Of course, there's many reasons for your health, for your mental health, you should exercise. It will improve your results massively, your physical results, if you exercise as well.
And your mental health. This is the thing about exercise. It gives us a massive boost of endorphins, so we must do it.
Yeah. But if we were just to look at what we call the dietary input, what we're eating, we can do the following things. So number one is cut out all processed and ultra processed food. So there's multiple studies now that show that the what I call Frankenfood and bypasses our normal hormonal responses, meaning that we're more likely to overeat food that's already crammed with calories, additives, salt, sugar, and chemicals. And there's really interesting research on this. So like that food tends to have way more calories in it like than we'd normally eat. But also because it overrides a hormonal response, we don't get an off switch. We'll just keep eating it. Study after study shows people who are given this food will just keep eating it, which means, of course, we're way more likely to overeat. So we're in a surplus, so we'll store that as fat. But also, studies show that because our body's not really recognizing this food as food, we're also more likely to store it as fat as well. Yeah. So it's kind of like a double whammy. So cut back that processed, ultra-processed foods.
That's good. That's the first one. The second one is cut back on sugar because it is the devil. We talk about sugar a lot, but, you know, please, please, please be very, very clear. Sugar is one of the things that if you do just this one thing, actually, and focus on the amount of sugar that you're consuming in your day, in your diet, you will A, be surprised. But once you cut back on that sugar, your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health will massively improve. So watch out for hidden sugars because it is in absolutely everything. You know, sugar is cheap and it's addictive, making it an attractive bulker to add to so many foods. You know, even those sandwiches that you go and buy, the sandwiches, bread now is full of sugar. So you really, really need to keep your wits about you and keep yourself educated around this. Anything, start educating yourself on food labeling. So look on the back and it's carbohydrates, of which sugars you're looking for. Anything over 21.5 grams of sugar per 100 grams is classed as a high sugar product. So start, if you're looking at these bars with like little bunny rabbits on and they look really healthy and they say they're gluten-free, or have a look on the back of the packets of those, because honestly, you'll be shocked. A majority of them are really, really high in sugars. Anything below 5 grams per 100 grams of sugar is a very low sugar product. So you're kind of onto a winner there. So please check that out. You know, here's the thing. Sugar is calorie dense. It causes insulin spikes when at midlife we are becoming more insulin resistant. So we don't want these crazy insulin spikes. It's highly inflammatory to the body and the brain and so many of our organs. And it also surpasses our immune... Sorry. suppresses our immune system. So it suppresses our immune system. I think sugar, as I said, is just the thing that is now in so many foods, and we really, really do need to be careful with it at midlife. So that is number two.
Yeah, it's probably the reason as well that a lot of people going into midlife are actually borderline diabetic or have become diabetic, type 2 diabetes, but without actually knowing it. So that again is due to the amount of sugar in our diet. Point three, or tip three, front load your carbs in the day. So we're not saying go low carb. We're totally not like in the keto approach. You still want carbs to be between like 40 to 50% of your daily intake. 50% if you're maintaining, 40% if you're looking to lose fat. But front load them. Get them into your breakfast and your lunch and minimize them in the afternoon and the evening. So that's when your body has the opportunity to burn the energy rather than storing it. Again, there'll be people that say, oh, it doesn't matter, it doesn't make a difference. There are some studies that show that it doesn't make a difference, but there's way more studies that show that it does make a difference. Think of this, you know, athletes before an endurance race will carb load the night before, so they've got surplus energy for the race. If we're sitting down in the evening having like a bowl of potatoes or a bowl of pasta, that energy is not going anywhere, it's stored as fat. When we front load them in the day, it's multiple studies showing this, when we front load carbs in our day, people who do that have better weight loss results than those that load them late in the day.
I actually, this just reminds me of something I did on TikTok yesterday. If you don't follow us on TikTok, it's actually...
You should do, because we've got over 90,000 followers. Like 90, and we'd love to get to 100,000 listeners, so come on.
Yeah. So I think I'm over that now, like 91,000. Anyway, so I did a video on this yesterday, actually, about Slimming World and Weight Watchers and all that, but I particularly focused on Slimming World because I'd spoken to a lady yesterday on one of the midlife MOT calls, and she was saying going to Slimming World and doing these weight watching clubs was one of the worst things she ever did because it got her really obsessive about food. It didn't teach her what she needed to know to empower her to make changes for the rest of her life, which is what we do on the Midlife Method all the time. And she became very, very addicted to getting onto the scales all the time. So then I kind of started looking again into Slimming World, and the free food bit just like drives me crazy. It's not just the fact that things like ice cream and chocolate bars and stuff like that are called sins. I mean, how is that creating a good relationship with food? The fact that it's called sins when you're eating delicious ice cream or delicious chocolate cake. And mentally, that's not good for anyone. But it was the free food that really drives me mad. Because to this point, the reason I'm saying this is because they say you can eat as much, as many potatoes as you want, as much pasta, as much rice as you want at any time of the day. And you can just, it's a free food. The word free means you can eat as much of it as possible. And I'm like, this is craziness for anyone, but especially us midlifers, because these potatoes, pasta, rice, they're high GI foods, meaning that they're high in sugar, actually. So what we're doing is we're spiking our insulin response, and we can eat them at any time of the day, they're saying. And again, with what James just said, we want to front load, you know, low GI, slow releasing carbohydrates like oats and things like that. But we certainly don't want to be chowing down on potatoes, pasta, rice as a free food, but also late at night. So I just wanted to say that. Mm. I don't know why I've just got on my high horse with my high voice.
Front load those carbs.
I got on my high horse with my high voice. So the next one is, number four, is eat more lean protein. Protein is just the best because it triggers the hormone leptin, which is our hormone that triggers, that says, he's laughing, you're laughing. Satiety hormone.
That's not, it.
Neither
That's
is. So we were joking.
When I'm full hormone.
Right. So we were joking with our business coach the other day about words that we can't say. And this is one that James and I really struggle with. The satiety hormone, which basically means it triggers that we are full.
Satiety hormone.
Satiety, anyway. So the hormone leptin triggers to us that it's our I'm full hormone. So when we eat more protein, we feel fuller for longer and faster. Also, an amazing thing about protein is it takes more calories to digest protein than it does carbohydrates and fat. And it's actually essential, it's an essential building block of our muscle. So as our muscle mass is decreasing as we're aging, you know, the more protein we have, the more able we are to, you know, protein is basically going to help us maintain our muscle mass. The more protein we can eat, the more it's going to help us maintain our muscle mass. And that muscle is metabolically active. So the more we have, the more calories we're going to burn at rest.
Yes.
That is protein. I was going to say protein is king, but that's a bit sexist, isn't it?
Protein is sovereign. We love a bit of protein. Five is drink more water. Now, this is a biggie because so many people go through everyday life. Actually,
not me at the moment.
Not you with your gallon of water.
Gallon of
but
water.
Constantly mildly dehydrated. And we'll often confuse mild dehydration with hunger, also with fatigue as well, by the way. So top tip is like aim for 2 litres of cold water a day to stay hydrated.
Or a gallon.
And lessen those feelings of fatigue and hunger. Just do that. Get either a 1.5 litre bottle or a 2 litre bottle and drink it so you're tracking it so you know. I'm going to throw in one more tip.
Oh, no, can I just say a thing about drinking water?
That if you drink a gallon a day, you need to go to the toilet.
Oh my God, honestly. 3 or 4 times it was again last night. It's actually ridiculous. So team, if you do 75 hard, I still haven't got round to the concept of drinking more water early on in the day. I still try and pack it in at night and that's not good. But I have had heaps, apart from being ill, I've had so much more energy with the amount of water that I've been drinking. Yes, it's other bits and pieces as well, but I swear that it's the amount of water I've been drinking. My gut health has been so much better. I haven't had any migraines, any headaches, and my skin's better, my eyes are clearer, but I have loads more sustained energy throughout the day, and I think that's in part the amount of water I'm drinking.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a bonus tip here. We've got our 5 tips. Bonus tip, if it suits your lifestyle, fasting overnight, an intermittent fasting, can also help improve your body composition. It will also help improve your insulin sensitivity as well. So as a guideline, we want to be aiming for somewhere between 14, 16 hours. Like much below 13, you won't get many benefits. Mm. If you go over 16, you risk more negative effects than positive.
Raising cortisol and things like that.
But so, of course, that's if it fits in your lifestyle, it doesn't work for everyone. So that's just like a bonus tip there.
Yeah, we've done a whole podcast on intermittent fasting. So if you want to go back and listen to the ins and outs of that, you can. So let's recap.
And there are ways you can hack that, basically. If you can't do that window, there are ways you can hack it, but which is what we work on in Midlife Method as well.
So let's go over those again. Number one, James.
Cut out all processed and ultra-processed foods.
Number two is cut back on sugar. Start educating yourself about food labelling.
3, front load your carbs in the day.
Number 4, eat more lean protein.
5, drink more water.
And the bonus one was intermittent fasting. Yeah. So there we
if
are.
If you were to do all that, I promise you, if you just do this and not change anything else in your life, do it for about 2 to 3 weeks, you will feel and see the difference. Honestly, you will.
Yeah, and there's lots more that we can be doing with our body, mind and hormones to turbocharge these results, right? To turbocharge weight loss, if that is one of your goals. And make the whole thing far, far easier. There's all these hacks, all these strategies that we teach in the Midlife Method. It's what we get our coaching clients to do. And also, like, it never ceases to make me so, so happy when all of our clients, when they're going through the program, is like, oh my goodness, just these few little things are making a massive difference. Like, we just see so many people getting overwhelmed and trying to overcomplicate everything because... Yeah. We're in a world where, you know, it's this quick fix, that thing, and we're trying to piece this puzzle all together ourselves. When there's something like our program all housed in the same place, touching on all of our 6 pillars that all interlink and are all integrated with each other, so all have a positive impact on each other, people are just like, oh my goodness, this makes so much more sense. And the weight drops off.
Does. And what we shared with you on this podcast, it is such a small part of the overall approach.
It really is. It really
is. So much more you could be doing. And if you would like to know what more you could be doing, then why not book one of those midlife MOT calls with us?
Listen, we've only, like James said at the beginning, we honestly only have, because we've already started, those slots have already been filling fast. We've only got about 3 at the time this is being recorded, and this goes out tomorrow. And we've only got 3 spaces left in our calendar. But we did this because... we don't do it very often. We really wanted to connect with people, support people. There are so many new people coming into our world all the time that need our help, that need our support, that need our, you know, decade of expertise. And so we wanted to help people to stop doing the things that keep stealing their time, their energy, their happiness, you know, their confidence, and start doing things that are going to get long-term results. So... the great thing about this is you can jump on that call. We just ask you to fill out an application form so that we're ready for that call to make sure we know where you're at, so we can give you some personalized, 3 personalized strategies to walk away with that you can action straight away. You know, we ask you to fill out that little form. There's going to be a link to that in the show notes. So go and have a look at that. Fill that out and get in quick, because there is only 2 of us and we can only do so many calls and there's only 3 slots left. And honestly, the ones we've done so far, people have just walked away with life, I'm not even exaggerating, life-changing strategies. And every single person at the end of that, I'm like, where was your motivation when you came on the call between 1 and 10? They're like, probably about 1 or 2. Where is it now? 9, 10. So it's just super motivating and you'll get so much out of those calls. So I'll put the link in the show notes to that.
Awesome. We look forward to speaking
to you. Yeah, we love to connect with you all. Love to connect with you.
Right, wishing you an amazing week ahead.
Yes, we're going into our weekends. I'm going to be face down in chocolate cake tomorrow. Woohoo! Lots of love. Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And just before you go, we wanted to remind you that the waitlist for the Midlife Reset Audit is now open.
You can be the first to take this revolutionary new tool to helping you live your healthiest, happiest midlife by signing up at themidlifementors.com/audit.